Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Terry Stacey, along with Tina McIntosh. Our thanks to American Senior Communities for their support. In fact, we have with us this morning in studio, we have Jan Buer, who is whose father, Joe, is a resident at Rosewalk Assisted Living. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
And Shelley McClintock is here. She's the Director of Leasing. Hello, Shelley.
Hello, good morning.
Jan, let's start with you. Tell us about your dad, Joe.
My dad is a widower. He's 84 years old, and he has just been always a really social guy, really fun, funny. When it came time that we knew that he needed some help in living, I started looking for assisted living facilities, and I knew that he would just take right away to it and become big man on campus, and that kind of has happened at Rosewalk.
What was going on that you knew that that he needed some help?
He has, we were just a minute ago talking about arthritis, and he had severe arthritis in his right knee. Never had a knee replacement because he was too busy caring for my mother, who passed away 4 years ago. So now he can't walk, really. He can so he just really couldn't live on his own anymore. And then he had an issue with his health last May and went into the hospital. I knew from the hospital he would go into rehab for, 21 days or so. And I just knew at that point he was just not going to be able to go home and live on his own anymore.
I always find it interesting because when we have folks in, here on Caregiver Crossing, and we talk about assisted living facilities or nursing homes or any kind of, extended health care, if you will, really the reaction that people have had ends up being a positive one. But these places get a really bad rap. And so I would imagine as you're starting to think about, and I mean that when people don't have any experience, like, well, I never want to live in a nursing home, or I would never move dad into an assisted living. Why, and Shelley, I'm going to pull you into this conversation a little bit too as the director of leasing, but why do you think you get that negative reputation before people even really know what's going on?
I think just over the time that I've been at Rosewalk, it has a lot to do with just not really knowing what facilities really do and what they are there for. The misconception, like even with my mom, who is 83 years old, she thinks that a nursing home is just horrible and the worst place to be, and they really don't know the concept of assisted living. Something that probably really started blooming in the 80s. So once they come into the building and really take a look at what it's all about, they have a whole different perspective.
Yeah, and I know there are those bad apples in the bunch. I realize that, or bad experiences, that does happen. But the vast majority of people that I know that have had an extended stay in assisted living or a nursing home, they end up loving it. And you talk about your dad being the big man on campus. He sounds like he's really enjoying being a part of a community.
Oh, absolutely. That misconception you talked about, I think people don't realize once he moved into his apartment, it's his apartment. He has all his furniture. He has all of his paintings, artwork on the wall. It's his place. It's not like he's, in the beginning he's like, well, I don't know if I'm going to lose my independence, but it's his, it's just like he moved from his condo to this new apartment. But in this new apartment, he happens to have 24-hour care there, and it's just the biggest relief off of my shoulders imaginable, just knowing that he is cared for every day. And we used to have a system before, when he lived on his own, where he would email me every morning and every night to let me know he was alive, so that we knew that no more than 12 hours would go without me hearing from him. And if I didn't hear from him at night, if he forgot, I would leave work and drive to his condo to check on him. And when he moved into Rosewalk, that just went away. It's like I didn't even have to worry anymore about hearing from him. They're so good about communicating with me in terms of anything that's going on that I just always know everything's fine unless I hear from them.
You said he was the big man on campus, so he blended in well, making new friends, and that all happened pretty fast.
Oh yeah, just immediately. We were talking in the lobby that when my mother was in nursing care, he used to go with her to bingo just to sit. But he was above all that. He didn't want to play bingo. He was just there to help her. And now you cannot tear him away from the bingo table at Rosewalk.
So popular. You know what? Bingo is another thing that gets a bad rap. And I can tell you from my experience at Joy's house as an adult day center, bingo is no joke.
Mm. Oh, no, it's no joke. I have a mother-in-law that plays bingo at where she is right now. And I'm telling you, the
prizes are all lined up in the windowsill. I mean, it's a huge deal.
Well, if you'd like to be stoned to death by those little red markers from bingo, walk in the room and yell bingo. Because it's not funny.
That's not funny to even young people. That's not even funny when
I know this because I tried it one time. Not funny, people. Not funny. So, Jan, I'm really happy to hear your dad has settled in well. There is, let's not overlook, a lot of stuff to learn as you are moving your loved one in. And Shelley, I know one of the highlights of your job is working on the Medicaid waiver process.
Yay!
Because who doesn't love the Medicaid waiver process, really?
It's been a blessing. It's helped a lot of people. Folks that couldn't pay privately, you know, the costs are a little astronomical.
It's expensive.
When you're looking at that, you know, if you haven't had the luxury of being able to retire from a facility and have Social Security and both coming in, then, you know, what do you do? So a lot of times I get the families coming in who are panicking with, you know, mom or dad's in rehab and this is how much they have a month. You know, what do we do? So those are the folks that I see a lot.
So you become their hero because don't you pretty much take care of the process for them?
Absolutely. Well, I give them the tools to do it. Just like with Jan, she came in, you know, told me, you know, dad was in rehab and this is, you know, what he has coming in, and found out that he was indeed receiving Medicaid. On top of that, you know, talked about the Medicaid waiver. It's a two-step process that folks need to understand. And it works differently when you're living outside in the community versus coming into an assisted living or even to a long-term nursing facility. So my job has been to educate those family members coming in on where they can go, the resources that they need, directing them to SOCOA for all the information to get that Medicaid waiver process started. And then, you know, seeing those folks come back to me, just like Jan did, you know, once she got that, she had no clue what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once dad had the Medicaid, she's, you know, she told me in the lobby, she was just like flying blind.
Well, and it sounds to me, Jan, that being a part of Rosewalk Assisted Living, your dad living there, has allowed you to go from being the person who takes care of all financials and the chauffeur and the nurse and the everything to really allowing you to reclaim being his daughter.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
What a blessing that is. If there's anything that you could say to Shelley McClintock as the director of leasing there or to others that are at Rosewalk Assisted Living, what would you want to tell them?
Well, I would want to tell anyone, again, if you don't understand the process, like I didn't, and then I walked in, met Shelley, and she, you know, as she said, the first thing she told me and I learned is it starts with SOCOA. If you don't know, I didn't even know about the Medicaid waiver. I didn't think we'd be able to afford assisted living. And I think that's part of that misconception thing again, too, is I thought, oh, there's no way he can live in assisted living. It's way too expensive because I didn't even know about the waiver. Met Shelley. She told me about the waiver, told me about SOCOA, called them. And then once they start walking you through the process, it's just the two of them just walked us through. And we were able to, find this fantastic place for him to live and can afford.
Shelley, why don't you give out the information on how we can get a hold of you and learn more about Rosewalk?
Sure. You can visit ASCseniorcare.com or you can give us a call directly at the building at 317-356-2760 to schedule your tour with me. Would love to sit down and, you know, give you all the information you need on SOCOA, the Medicaid waiver, and all the other programs that are available for seniors.
Shelley McClintock, the director of leasing at Rosewalk Assisted Living. Also, Jan Buer, and she has a father named Joe that is very much loved at Rosewalk Assisted Living. Thank you guys so much. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The news is next, 93 WIBC.